Right now I'm joined by Pleasantville Trojan head coach Gabe Baker. And Coach Baker, not the result you really wanted coming in here, facing a tough BGM team, facing pretty much the same kind of offense that you saw last week. Just give me your overall impressions on how you thought your team did as a whole in the game.
Well, I think as the game went on, we got beat up front physically. We didn't have an answer just for the inside run, and when you can't do that, you're not going to be very successful in whatever you do.
Yeah, Kyle Greach, Jack Klein for the Bears just seemed to find a lot of open holes, and we're following their blockers pretty well. Want to fast forward later on in the first half after the Bears had put up some scores on you, about 21-0. You guys turned the ball over on downs going forward on fourth and goal, and on that very next drive for the Bears, Patrick Sheehy comes up with a big interception. Now, what did you that obviously gave your team momentum going into the next drive. Did you tell your team anything in the huddle there after that interception?
Well, no, not really. I think a play like that just gets the kids going on its own. I didn't really have to say anything on that one. We came back and had a good drive, and I believe we scored a touchdown on that one later on. I think he ended up having a touchdown
he
after
did.
That.
It was a 27-yard catch to she unofficially at a 27-yard catch. Patrick, he broke a couple tackles on that run.
Yes, he did. That was a great individual play by him. He's turned into a pretty darn good receiver this year.
And you guys took advantage of some penalties as well on that drive that put you guys into the red zone, and I think it was on a couple third downs that it happened as well.
Yes, it did. There was a couple pass interference penalties, I think, is what happened, and they went our way that time, and they helped us out on that drive.
A big play on that drive was that jump ball with Peden. Mm-hmm. Went up, and they both, he and the defender both came down with the ball. And did he end up, I guess we didn't really see because all the referees started piling in, but did he come down and wrestle it away, or did they just give him the tie?
You know, I don't know for sure. I just ended up seeing them signal first down, so your guess is as good as mine on that one.
That's all that matters, right?
Yep,
it's all that matters.
Right.
And then
that's right.
They showed, of course, Patrick ended up getting a 27-yarder, breaking one off, and it looked like Fouch in that first half. We saw him last week. He had some trouble with Pekin's defense and throwing it into coverage. In that first half, Fouch looked pretty sharp. He had some incompletions. He overthrew his man, but you're going to do that. But he didn't really have a lot of bad reads against the zone defense.
No, in that first half, I thought we threw the ball pretty well. I think that if that first play or that second kickoff where they kick it off and we kind of fumble the ball and they get it right back, if that doesn't happen, I think we could have been right in there in the first half.
Yeah, they were those kickoffs. That's another thing I really wanted to talk to you about was their kickoffs. Did they show in any of the tapes that you watched for BGM that they were kicking off a long, just a really high kickoff that you really would have no chance to return it?
No, they hadn't shown that at all. I think that was their game plan, was to try to keep it away from our returners. And, you know, they did a good job of it. They kicked it over to a couple of our upbacks who aren't used to catching the ball as much, and it worked out for them.
And we weren't used to calling Kirk Wicks on the broadcast. We called his name about three or four times. He did at least a good job of catching the ball, calling the fair catch, and he's a sophomore.
Yep, it was a good learning experience for him. We like to get those kids out on special teams, and he's done a nice job for us this year.
Again, if you're just joining us, I've got Pleasantville head coach Gabe Baker joining me up here in the press box following a 54-7 loss to BGM. Now, going into the half, you guys trailing 27-7. What did you tell your team, or what did you tell maybe specifically your defense to try to maybe get them some motivation to stop that run heading into the second half?
Well, going into half, I think their last drive was huge. Them scoring a touchdown with 57 seconds left to go up 27-7 was a lot different than if it could have just been 21-7. If they would have stayed that way, we came out and got the ball, who knows what would have happened then. You know, our kids might have had a little bit more momentum. But we just tried to make a couple adjustments to try to help out against the run. But I still think we just got beat up front, and when that's happening, there's not much you can do.
Did you talk to Fouch or your offensive line about anything? Because we were looking at the stats. Trey Busick had some problems rushing the ball against this BGM defense. Did you try to tell your offensive line to give him some holes? Or,
well, last week we did a nice job of getting off the line and getting up to the second level, getting to linebackers. And tonight we did not do a good job of that. Their linebackers made every play that they were supposed to, and we didn't do a very good job of getting them blocked.
Towards the end of the game, though, Trey did break off a couple nice runs. He did get to the outside a couple times, ended up with positive yardage for the game. I do want to talk to you a little bit about the third and fourth down plays that the Bears were running. They were doing hard counts, and your guys were about three or four times, I believe, were jumping off sides. And those penalty yards gave them a first down, and a couple times it was on a fourth down play.
Yeah, we handed them, I think, five offsides penalties, and that's junior high stuff. That's stuff that cannot happen, and we're going to reiterate that in practice this week.
What will you guys do in practice to help you guys anticipate the snap count a little bit better for that defensive line so they don't jump offsides?
Well, we'll probably throw everything at them. We'll probably never go on one. We'll always go on a hard count, and we'll do some other drills to remind them that that's unexcusable.
And if you're just joining us, Coach Gabe Baker of the Pleasantville Trojans, joining me. And we saw Fouch there in the second half. We talked how he was sharp in the first half. It looked like his arm may have got a little bit tired in the second half. The ball was not really reaching the defenders, and he had a handful of interceptions as well. Did you see anything out of him differently in the second half that he was doing in the first half?
I think the game kind of got away from him a little bit. I think, again, their linebackers made a couple adjustments, got out to their zones a little bit quicker, and he kind of stared down his receiver a little bit more than in the first half. Overall, still a pretty good game. It's still a learning experience for him. We got to cut down on those mistakes, but if we can learn from the first half and go from there, hopefully that can help us out in the last four games.
Now, looking ahead, Coach, you got Linville Soli coming up, and that's your homecoming game. What do you guys work on in coming up with Linville Soli? What have you seen in the tapes that you guys will have a chance against Linville Soli next week?
Well, Linville Soli is a pretty good football team in our district. They're going to be a lot like this. They're going to come out and run at us, and we got to figure out a way to stop that. When the run's not working, they got a quarterback and some receivers that can throw it. So we're going to have to get better in all aspects of the game. We got to come out and give ourselves a chance in the second half. And we got to do all this with all the distractions of homecoming week, because there's distractions every day, every night, and it's tough on high school kids, but we got to come out swinging.
And hopefully you'll produce a knockout blow to the Linville Soli football team and come away with your first win. Coach, thanks for taking the time to come up here and talk with us.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Again, that was Pleasantville head coach Gabe Baker. We'll have more next on KNIA, KRLS.com.